97 WEOL. This is Les here on the morning show here on WEOL. Oh, if only there was a way to sample some of the best pizza in the area. Well, your wish is my command. Coming up on Sunday, we've got the Elyria Sunfire Rotary Club Pizza Challenge. That's going to be Sunday, noon until 2. And later on this hour, we're going to have Mayor Frank Whitfield on to talk to us about that. But first...
Your love has set my soul on fire.
That is a band called Invincible. They are a Pat Benatar tribute band, and they are going to be playing tonight at 6:15 Black River Landing on the Rockin' on the River. And on the line, we have the Pat of the group. Her name is Michelle McDowell. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you guys are ready to go. You guys have been together for about, what, 10 years now? Something like that?
About 13, I think.
13, no kidding.
No kidding.
Well, you know, one of the things that jumped out about you guys, and if you go to your website, it's called invinciblebandcom. You know, most tribute bands, they not only do they play the music of the bands, but they try to physically take on the look of the band. Not you guys. You guys are yourselves, and that kind of impressed me.
Well, I mean, gosh, I don't look anything like Pat. I'm way taller than she is. So, I mean, I try to use her, I try to be, you know, inspired by her style and try to just use kind of an updated, like, I think how she would look if she was doing it today. But, you know, we're not impersonators, you know, we're just paying tribute to, you know, to their amazing music.
And you do a great job, too. Again, if you go to invinciblebandcom, there's some video samples there from a show that you guys did not too long ago. So tell us about the band members.
Well, Lee, who is the Neo of the group, and I are the two founding members. We were in a band prior to that, and we did a bunch of Benatar, you know, along with Pink and some other, you know, bubblegummy rock stuff that was pretty awesome. And then people kept coming up to us saying, hey, you know, have you ever thought about doing a Pat Benatar tribute band? Because you really rock on it. And then it just kind of worked out. And here we are. And then Kristen, who's our keyboard player, she's the next original member. So the three of us are the original members. And then we've got Danny Sidoti, and then we've got our newest bass player, Steve, and then our drummer, Freddie. So we're doing our thing.
Well, you're the Pat of the group, and Lee is the Neil of the group. I don't know if you'd want to go up to Kristen and say, hey, you're the Chuck of the group.
No. We... You know, but she's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what? She's much prettier than Chuck was, let me tell you. Chuck being the
she
keyboard
is,
player.
Yes,
definitely,
she is.
Definitely. And one of the cool things about Kristen's role in the band is that with Pat Benatar, she used to overdub a lot of her harmonies with these really super high octaves. Well, Kristen does that, so the two of you together are really in sync when it comes to the vocals.
Absolutely, yeah. She and I blend so well, which is not always easy to find, you know, so we're definitely probably soul sisters because, you know, our voices blend, you know, extremely well.
Well, I would have been very upset if you guys did not play this song.
In a perfect world, everybody's out there crying to be heard, and I got a new fire burning in my head.
That's one of the later Pat Benatar songs, one of my personal favorites, again, all fired up. So what's the song list for tonight?
Well, of course, All Fired Up is in there because, and then, you know, we've got, you know, Little Blaze, Love is a Battlefield, you know, we've got some deeper cuts like La Belle Age, I'm Gonna Follow You, and of course, one of their first songs, and it's one of my favorites, it's one of their first recorded songs, which is If you think you know how to love me, because they did a lot of covers, which people don't necessarily realize. So we do some Helter Skelter, you know, do a little Beatle cover there, and we do, you know, a little Hit Me With Your Best Shot. You know, the really lesser known ones, you know, like Heartbreaker.
Well, yeah, lesser known, sure. 6:15 tonight, Black River Landing at Rockin' on the River. That's going to be Invincible. We are talking to Michelle McDowell. She is the lead singer for Invincible, a Pat Benatar tribute band. You did mention Love is a Battlefield.
We are young, heart ache to heart.
Again, those are you guys performing that. You know, it's a funny story. If you go to your website, invinciblebandcom, you get to hear some funny commentary that you guys said. Apparently, your keyboard player, Kristen, she was auditioning to be a keyboard player, but she showed up to the audition without the keyboards. What is up with that?
So I think, you know, she was kind of smart. She came in and just said, you know, I'm going to, you know, see if I like you well enough to, like, see, show you if I can play the keys. And then I, you know, she then sang, and then I looked at Lee and I said, I don't care if she can play a note. She's at least going to sing for us.
Yeah, really. And, you know, so were you guys, like, you know, keeping your fingers crossed? Okay, here's the first rehearsal. Let's hope that she can really play this thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and then she came in and brought it. So, you know, it was kind of like she walked in without her keys, and we just kind of looked at each other like, okay.
Yeah, real nice, you know. Show up to an audition for a guitarist without a guitar. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what is the song that you cannot wait for?
Gosh, you know, there are some – I'm a Pat fan from – you know, I was singing in my bedroom with a hairbrush, you know, so I don't know if there is one for me. Cause I really like them all, but I would have to say, probably Promises in the Dark.
Oh, okay. Well, now that you mention it. You know, it's funny you mentioned this one. Every song on your website, there's an energy there. But this one, that had a little extra energy to it, too. I could feel it, too. It's a great song, definitely. Is that one of the ones that just kind of fell into place? Because playing in bands myself, I do know that some songs take a little longer to evolve, to click in. Did that one just click in right away?
You know, it kind of did. That was one of the ones, I think that was one of the ones that we did in the earlier band that was not a Pat Benatar tribute band, where I met Lee and then we built a friendship and then the rest kind of happened after. So, you know, we did it without the keys, which some songs you can and some you can't. Maybe we didn't do that. I don't, can't remember. It's been too long ago. I'm getting too old. but yeah, it felt some songs, like you said, fell into place, and that was one, you know, because of Kristen. That might have been one of the first ones we added with her.
And just Pat Benatar simply because it's good music, or is there more to it than that?
I don't know. I just felt in tune with her, you know, when I was, a teenager and growing up. And so I think I probably first heard her on the radio and got it like one of those KTEL hits, you know, and had a bunch of her songs on it. And that's just who I was felt drawn to. I don't know. Well, that's who I was wanting to be, you know.
Well, first of all, you did just reveal your age when you said KTEL. You know, KTEL, baby, that says it all. I didn't even know that Pat Benatar, I didn't even know that KTEL was around by the time Pat Benatar was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, see, we learn something every day. So invinciblebandcom, that's a great place to go. You can find out about the band. You've also got your upcoming gigs on there. But tonight, of course, you guys are going to be at the Black River Landing. You know, that's going to be rocking on the river. By the way, on your website, you also play Barracuda from Heart. Are you guys going to play any Heart tonight by any chance?
No. We also have a non-tribute show.
Got it.
Some summers you get a ton of tribute shows, some you get maybe one or two, and that kind of keeps us going. You know, we can do some bar gigs and some, you know, outdoor bar gigs, and, you know, you don't want to do a tribute show for that. You want to be able to, so we also do some sticks, you know, some Journey, and other members get to sing and show their stuff. So, of course, it's got Benatar sprinkled throughout. We still do a bunch of Benatar, so you still get a, you know, a healthy dose of that, but we do a bunch of other things. So, yeah, so no, we won't do any Barracuda tonight.
No problem, but plenty of Pat Benatar. All right, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us today. Don't forget, go to invinciblebandcom, learn all about the band. Take care.